103, Michelle. Hi there, how are you today?
Okay.
Good, I'm just passing by real quick. I'm out here with Point. Are you the homeowner here?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have seen our trucks here in the area recently. We've been treating a couple other people just down the road here, Michelle. I don't know if you know the Francis's, Mary, just right down the road there. We just treated her house yesterday.
For insects?
Yeah, I'm sure you guys already have someone coming out for you. Do you guys go with Viking here as well?
Who is it? Maybe it's Viking. I can't remember who it is.
Okay. did they come quarterly for you guys?
Quarterly.
Right. It's probably most a lot of people that I've talked to have Viking here in the area as well. Is it mainly for like the ants and spiders they're treating for, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of these homes here, especially with the trees, with the location of these homes, a lot of people have been getting those spiders coming out pretty often. Is it more in the fall time you see those guys? Okay. Well, what we've been doing here in the area, like, I know Viking, they come out, they treat, like, the foundation of the home and around, like, the doorways and windows. We do all that general pest control as well. Have you ever heard of Point before?
I've seen your trucks, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're a little bit smaller of a company. We're a family-owned business, and right now we're just having to work a lot harder to compete with those bigger guys. And so what we've been doing all the standard pests just like them, but we're including all those specialized pests for free. Have you ever heard of those carpenter ants before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been treated for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, these guys, a lot of companies, they do like that one-time treatment in the year for the carpenter ants, because you know how they destroy the wood, just like the termites.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of companies will charge more because you have to use that termiticide around the foundation. Do you remember if that's how they did it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, those guys we have been including free with that service. It's a very expensive product. That's why a lot of companies charge more for it.
Oh, okay.
And then like those carpenter bees and wasps, what we've been doing for these, I can show you out here really quick. A lot of people see, like, I don't know if you guys have the second floor. Oh, okay. Do you guys? Okay. Yeah, exactly.
They eat the wood, yeah.
Yeah, those carpenter bees, those guys are like termites on steroids.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen those around the home before?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you see those more?
Mostly on the garage. And
by the fascia boards, by the garage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wood there.
Okay. Is it capped at all, or is it just bare wood?
Where they go, it's wood.
Okay. Yeah, these guys, they are a pretty big nuisance for the homes, especially if you have a lot of the wood exposed outside. But these guys we have been including free as well with our service. What we do is we have a brush that extends 25 feet up. We come and knock down all the cobwebs for the spiders out of the eaves. And then those carpenter bees and the wasps, we treat the end of the brush. If they're close by, we can spray them up in their nest. But if they're up higher, we use that brush and treat the end of it and brush it up there to get rid of those ones up high.
Okay.
And a lot of companies will charge per hole for carpenter bees. I know Viking does charge more for those. I've switched over about 10 other people from Viking in the last couple days, not because they're getting a bad service, just because they've been having, you know, these extra fees for things like this. But that's something we include. Do you guys get the deer running through here every once in a while?
Oh, every day.
Okay. We don't treat for deer or anything like that. But those deer ticks, I'm sure you've heard about those guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're extending our barrier 10 feet out in the grass and mulch areas around the entire home. We're just trying to help decrease that population as much as possible. Because the females, they can lay up to 3,000 eggs a year.
Yeah.
And so when we can help decrease that, we're able to help protect the families a little bit better. Do you know if Viking's been treating for those?
No.
At all? Okay. Well, that is just like the foundation and around the doorways. Okay. Yeah, we do that foundational treatment with that termiticide. We do treat around all the doorways and windows around the entire main floor of the house. And then we do treat inside. Have they ever treated in before? Inside?
Yeah, the basement.
Is it finished or unfinished?
Unfinished.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes companies will treat in the unfinished areas. That's good. Is it mainly the spiders you guys see down there every once in a while?
No, I think that's where carpenter ants were.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, we do treat in unfinished areas of basements as well. Was up kind of by the rafters that you guys were seeing those wood structures up there?
I don't remember. We just found them dead on the ground.
Okay. Did you ever see some of those bigger ones with the wings?
Yeah.
Okay, those are the queen ants. Those guys can live up to 20 years.
Yeah.
And these are the egg-laying machines. But the product we use, that termiticide, what happens is they get it on their body, and then it doesn't kill them instantly. They're able to take it back to the nest and spread it through there like a virus. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we get rid of those guys, and then we do treat inside the house on like the main floor. We don't spray the baseboards anymore, like some companies still do. We use a new technology. It's an injection system, and we treat right under the sink, right where that pipe goes in the wall there.
Yeah.
We inject the product into the wall, and then they take the product back to the nest and spread it through there like a virus. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just a lot safer because we're getting into the wall structures, and it's a lot more effective because we're getting right to the source. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we take care of any of those things that could be nesting in the walls. Because the carpenter ants, usually you won't see them for about 4 or 5 years. And then when they finally overpopulate the area, that's when people start seeing them. So we're just trying to make sure it doesn't get to that point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we treat the inside of the home as well. And point, we come quarterly just like them as well. You know, issues in between are free. Just let us know. Because we have local technicians here in Montgomery, Plainsboro. We're here close by. But we're just including all these other specialized pests because we're getting our name out there. We're hoping you guys are going to spread the word with the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the last time they came out for you guys?
Just a couple months ago.
Okay. Do you have an invoice close by that...
I don't know where it is.
Okay. Do you know how much they charge each time they come out?
I think it was $100 or something.
Around 100? Okay. Sure. Yeah, they're probably not doing the carpenter ant treatment because that's usually once a year, and it's like $200, $250 that they've been charging.
I think it's primarily for like ants.
Just the little ones, things like that. Sure. And that's good. That does help protect the home. But we're just going a little bit above and beyond right now for a lot of these homes. And like, have you ever heard of the Better Business Bureau, the BBB?
Yeah.
We have an A+ right now, and we have zero complaints as well. Because any issues in between, we'll be back for free for you. Our service outside is very thorough. But what we do for, like, I've talked to a lot of people that have another service. I've switched quite a few people over in the last couple of days. It's very easy. But what we do is normally when we come for a house that hasn't had a treatment, we do the first time, and then we usually come a month later to kill those eggs that are hatching, so they're not laying more eggs. Then after that, it's just once a quarter that we come back just to maintain the home, just like them. I don't know if you know the Clozimbos here on Camden Road.
Yeah.
They just barely switched over from Viking as well. They weren't getting any of those carpenter bees because they had a playset in the back. Do you guys have one of those here?
No.
Okay. Well, a lot of bees go for those as well. But we do take care of those, like spot treatments in the yard. So that was one of the main reasons. Those carpenter ants, they did want treatment for those as well. That was something they were getting charged for. But for you guys, if you were to switch over, since they just barely came about a month or two ago, they were able to get most of those active adults that time. But if we can come out here pretty soon, I'm able to drop that initial, so we're doing just the 4 services, because we can come and kill those eggs right now that are starting to hatch on our first service.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So rather than 5 treatments, we just do the 4. And we are doing our discounted price, because we're just saving gas and time. That's our biggest expense as a company right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing is I'm filling up spots for my technicians. We filled up today completely, but we do have spots tomorrow that we're still trying to fill. Are you guys going to be home tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys were to get the service, what would be the main thing you'd want us to treat for here? The main thing you'd want us to focus on?
Probably the ants and carpenter ants.
Carpenter ants, okay. Any, would you want us to treat for those carpenter bees?
Some mice in the backyard.
Mice? Okay.
In the backyard.
Is it like the field mice or the normal mice?
They're like... I don't care, mice or voles, maybe.
Do you want to show me? I can walk around.
They only come out sometimes. You can't see them all the time.
Okay. Because the mice that get into the house, we definitely take care of those. We set up traps, glue traps, and bait boxes around the house. Because if they get into the walls, they tend to chew up those wires inside the walls. I've been bit by a mice once, by a mouse once, through a leather glove.
Yeah.
Their jaws are very strong. But we do get rid of those because they can cause those fire hazards throughout the house. So we do help take care of those, especially in the wintertime. Because you know how the heat from the home will attract a lot of those different insects and things like that. So we do take care of those as well. Has Viking been treating for these guys?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. How big is the home in square feet? Is it like 3 bathroom here?
Let's see.
2.5
bathrooms.
2.5? Okay. Yeah, it's probably between 2,000 and 3,000 square feet. That's what most people have been saying here in the neighborhood. So for this size of home, normally for that initial, it's the 195, and then those quarterlies are the 115. But like I said, for you guys, I can drop that initial completely, and then those quarterlies, I'm dropping down to the 105. So we're just doing the four surfaces at the 105. And that's usually just for the standard pests, like the mice and rats, ants, spiders, centipedes, silverfish. But like I said, that premium package we are including. So those carpenter ants, we're not charging any extra for those. That termiticide is free. The tick treatment as well, if that's something you guys would want, we would include that as well. The web away service, we come with that brush and knock down all the cobwebs out of the eaves for you, even the ones up high. Unless you guys want them for Halloween, we can leave them there for you. Hi. But we do take care of those for you guys as well. That's
anyway,
included.
Could you come back and talk to my wife?
Is she the one that kind of deals with it
yeah.
a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she going to be home pretty soon?
Yeah, within a half hour or so.
Oh, sure.
Or maybe tomorrow. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I may not be here because I'm kind of moving a little bit farther through the neighborhood. I can pass back today. I'm going to be here till about 9 o'clock this evening.
Okay, yeah. She's only gone for like an hour or so.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can pass back. What's the address here?
103.
Okay. And what was your name?
Barry.
Barry. And what was her name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, okay. Yeah, I can come back and explain it to her. So the main thing you guys are seeing here then is the mice, and then some of the spiders and ants.
Yeah, spiders don't bother us. The ants are a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I can try back.
Carpenter ants.
Carpenter ants, okay. Yeah, when you live close to these big trees, they'll nest in those big trees first, and then over the years, they'll make satellite nests into the walls of the home. Because, you know, these homes are about 30 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. With these older homes, they've had plenty of time for those insects to move inside. So that's why we're not taking any chances. We're doing that protection for all these houses here. Okay?
Yeah. All right, yeah, talk to her.
Okay, I'll come back. Is there a number I can get a hold of in case I get stuck at another home?
208-281-6829.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Hopefully I can try back here. You said like after 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it should be good.
Okay. I can try back, you know, sometime in between 4 and a little bit later in the evening for you.
Good.
Okay? Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Barry, it was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.